Hard Times, 1854. Extract 1. A Man of Realities. Thomas Gradgrind, sir, a man of realities, a man of fact and calculations, a man who proceeds upon the principles that 2 and 2 are 4 and nothing over, and who is not to be talked into allowing for anything over. Thomas Gradgrind, sir, peremptory Thomas Gradgrind, with a rule and a pair of scales and a multiplication table always in his pocket. Sir, ready to weigh and measure any parcel of human nature and tell you exactly what it comes to. It's a mere question of figures, a case of simple arithmetic. You might hope to guess some other nonsensical belief into the head of George Gradgrind, or Augustus Gradgrind, or John Gradgrind, or Joseph Gradgrind, all suppositions, non-existent persons, but into the head of Thomas Gradgrind, no, sir. In such terms, Mr. Gradgrind always mentally introduced himself, whether to his private circle of acquaintance or to the public in general, in such terms, no doubt, substituting the words boys and girls for Sir Thomas Gradgrind, now presented Thomas Gradgrind to the little pictures before him, where to be filled so full of facts. Indeed, as he eagerly sparkled at them from the cellarage before mentioned, he seemed a kind of cannon loaded to the muzzle with facts, and prepared to blow them clean out of the regions of childhood at one discharge. He seemed a galvanizing apparatus, too, charged with a grim mechanical substitute for the tender young emotions that were to be stormed away. "Girl number 20," said Mr. Gradgrind with his square forefinger. "I don't know that girl. Who is that girl?" Explained number 20, blushing, standing up and curtsying.
"Sissy's not a name," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Don't call yourself Sissy. Call yourself Cecilia."
"His father has called me Sissy, sir," replied the young girl in a trembling voice, and with another curtsy.
"Then he has no business to do it," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Tell him he mustn't. Cecilia Jupe, let me see. What is your father?"
He belongs to the horse riding, if you please, sir."
Mr. Gradgrind frowned and waved off the objectionable calling with his hand. "We don't want to know anything about that here. You mustn't tell us about that here. Your father breaks horses, don't he?"
"If you please, sir, they need to break. They do break horses in the ring, sir."
"You mustn't tell us about the ring here. Very well, then. Describe your father as a horse breaker. He doctors 6 horses, I dare say."
"Oh, yes, sir."
"Very well, then. He is a veterinary surgeon, a farrier and horse breaker. Give me your definition of a horse."
Sissy Jupe, thrown into the greatest alarm by this demand.
"Girl number 20 unable to define a horse," said Mr. Gradgrind, for the general behoof of the little pictures. "Girl number 20 possessed of no facts in reference to one of the commonest of animals. Some boy's definition of a horse. Bidder, yours."
The square finger moving here and there lighted suddenly on Bidder, perhaps because he chanced to sit in the same ray of sunlight, which darting in at once of the bare windows of the intensely whitewashed room, irradiated Sissy. For the boys and girls sat on the face of the inclined plane into compact bodies, divided up the centre by a narrow interval, and Sissy, being at the corner of a row on the sunny side, came in for the beginning of a sunbeam, which Bisa, being at the corner of a row on the other side, a few rows in advance, caught the end. But whereas the girl was so dark-eyed and dark-haired that all she seemed to receive a deeper and more lustrous colour from the sun when it shone upon her, the boy was so light-eyed and light-haired that the selfsame rays appeared to draw out to him what little curl he ever possessed.
His cold eyes would hardly have been eyes, but for the short hands of lashes, which, by bringing them into immediate contrast with something paler than themselves, expressed their form. His short cropped hair might have been a mere continuation of the sandy freckles on his forehead and face. His skin was so unwholesomely deficient in the natural tinge that he looked as though, if he were cut, he would bleed white.
"Beza," said Thomas Gradgrind, "your definition of a horse."
"Quadruped, graminivorous, 40 feet, namely 24 grinders, 4 eye teeth, and 12 incisive. Sheds coat in the spring. In marshy countries, sheds hoofs too. Hoofs hard, but required to be shod with iron. Age known by marks in the mouth."
Thus, and much more, Beezer.
"Now, girl number 20, said Mr. Gradgrind,
"you know what a horse is.